Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Brooke and Bob's Book Club is a relatively new segment for our show, Bob. It started when you read Poppy's Dilemma by Carly Lane.
Yes, romance novel, but that's in the past. You went to the Berry Library on Thursday and you're now reading a book. What's it called? Scrublands?
Scrublands. It's by Chris Hammer. Just a quick, I guess, wrap-up based on the blurb and what I've read so far. There is a murder in a small town. It is 1 year later. A journalist is going back to cover the anniversary of this. All is not as it seems.
Yeah, he probably finds new thread or something to follow up.
Yeah. Now, I'm up to not very far in, like maybe page 20 or so, I would say. I don't usually read this genre of novel, so it's been an interesting experience for me. A couple of things just to note on really quickly. I think there's a shout out to Ray White in this book.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't say it's Greg Cram specifically, but Martin Skarsgård, who is our protagonist, he arrives in town and he sees a yellow and white Felice sign on one of the buildings.
Yeah, that sounds like we got to get Crammy in a book somewhere.
Yeah, I think maybe that might almost be it. Also, this character, Martin Skarsgård, likes to describe anything that is old as belonging to a dead person. It's been really strange.
So it's his point of view we're reading from?
It is
it's
his
like
point of view.
Him writing?
Yes. Which is also strange because he says things like, time has passed, and then goes into the next thing.
Okay.
Minutes have gone by, and then it's a very like cheap, easy way to just like, oh, literally telling you that time has passed.
Meanwhile, a little later.
Yeah, exactly. I should also say as well, this is very much a mature themes book, not one for the kids out there. I would say, you know.
And we'll keep it clean on air.
Yeah, totally. But yeah. Don't go and pick it up if you're under like 18.
It's not a bedtime story.
Definitely not a bedtime story. What I do want to hear from you, Bob, is I've got the first line of the book here in front of me. I want to read it to you. I'm just really interested to see if you can gauge what kind of novel this is going to be by telling me what you think the next line is. So, Martin Skarsgård stops the car on the bridge leading into town, leaving the engine running.
That's the first sentence.
That's the first sentence of the entire book. What is he doing?
Here's what I think happens, and I can't quite articulate this as a sentence, so forgive me, but I think he's just seen a glimmer in the water of what could be a discarded shotgun barrel and then decides, no, it's probably nothing. And then later in the book, that was the murder weapon that they threw off the bridge into the water.
That would be really cool and like foreshadowy. Instead, he just goes on to describe that it's a single lane bridge with no overtaking, no passing. It was built decades ago.
Can I make one last prediction?
Yeah, go on.
That's the first line. The last line of the novel, he finally kills the engine.
Oh, he turns, like the car's not off the entire book.
He stops and is like, it's not worth it. It's him turning his back on the town forever, solving the case, and he's moving on.
Look, there's only one way to find out. I'm going to keep reading. We would love to hear what you think this book is about, or if you've read it without any spoilers, just give us a bit of insight. You can always text us on 0427 624 423.
Scrublands, Chris Hammer.
Scrublands, love it.